Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this special episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. I am just so thrilled and honored to have a hero of mine, someone that I actually got into conservatism largely because of Sean Hannity. Sean, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show.
All right. First of all, you're the rock star. I'm really proud of all the work you're doing. That blows me away because all my life and career, I've talked about all the guys that literally helped lift me up and supported me when I was starting out. And if not for people like you, Charlie, and the work you're doing every day, seriously, from inside the deepest part and crevices of my heart, it is so good to see young people that understand the moment, understand what's at stake, understand that this is about a great country that we can preserve together. And you know what? It's an honor to be with you. I'm proud of all your success. I'm very honored to be on with you.
Well, thank you. I got my start in politics listening to you on AM 560 The Answer on your radio show. You know that local radio station. But Sean, it's such a thrill to have you. So you have a book coming out, Live Free or Die, your first book in 10 years. Why now?
Well, first, I swore I'd never write another one because I've done three and they're just way too much work. And congrats on your number one New York Times bestseller. It's the moment, to be very blunt. I started it over a year ago and then I got delayed because of, you know, the silent assassin epidemic, as we call it. So I wanted to make it as current as possible. And I see what has emerged, and it's actually even worse than I thought when I was writing it. And the moment is really simple. If Joe Biden, who's now aligned himself with the most radical elements, far left elements in this country, said the police are the enemy, and of course he'd reappropriate. That means defund. He wants to say it a little differently. He's adopted and literally plagiarized Bernie Sanders' economic agenda, radical socialism. Then he co-opted AOC's Green New Deal, and he's pledging trillions of dollars. Then he wants Beto, I call him Bozo O'Rourke, you know, he wants Bozo's gun confiscation plan. His guns are. And then I also look at what he's saying he's going to do to the country, his plan. And you have Schumer, Pelosi, and Biden, 125 years, Charlie Kirk of failure, unmitigated failure, swamp failure. And I think of my kids. You met my son. Yeah. He's 21 years old. My daughter's 18. And I would think about your America, their America. And when I say, you know, live free or die, America and the world on the brink, I'm not joking. And very specifically, it will be probably the biggest choice election by far in my lifetime, and maybe since 1860. And, you know, there's a lot at stake. We can go through the issues if you want, but there's not one issue we agree on that I can think of for the most part.
Yeah, and you wrote this, and it really sent chills down my spine. You wrote this book to sound an alarm as a warning to my fellow patriots about the left's undying commitment to turn America into a land our parents, founders, and framers wouldn't recognize. It's perfectly put, and that's the direction that they're headed. On page 27, you have a great part about how Ben Franklin says, we have a republic if you can keep it. Can you talk more about how this truly is a referendum election in some sense and what the left is trying to do to our country?
The story about Franklin's interesting because it's the Constitutional Convention, and somebody says as he comes out one day, is it a monarchy? Is it a republic? Republic if you can keep it. Reagan, I quote him often when I give speeches, said freedom, Charlie, is, and you know this, is but one generation away from extinction. And, you know, if you want to understand, if socialism is adopted, If their stated goal is adopted, America as we know it then becomes unrecognizable. Look, I can understand psychologically there's a component of maybe people that have been indoctrinated in schools, and you are great at this because you're going into hostile environments every day and you're saying, you know what, there's another way of thinking here. So maybe the idea that people think, Charlie, that some things are, oh, everything's going to be free and they're going to forgive my loans and I'll have a guaranteed government job, guaranteed government food. How did Obamacare work out? Now we're going to have Medicare for all or double down on the stupidity of Obamacare and guaranteed retirement, guaranteed vacation. Sounds great. But simple math shows you that you'll never get there. And that's why in the fourth chapter of the book, I did this whole history of socialism, which is a history of failure. The point is, look at the issues. If we're talking about law and order, they've sided in Portland and in Seattle and New York and Chicago with the radicals. Joe Biden has yet, that I know of, said one good thing about the 99% of cops that protect and serve and put their lives on the line for us every day.
You're right.
Okay, so law and order, taxes. He's pledging to raise your taxes through the roof. That'll destroy the economy. They're going to just add all the bureaucracy that Donald Trump spent almost 4 years eliminating. That'll be gone. That means nobody's going to want to do business. That's why the Biden-Obama economy was so bad. Then you look at we're now energy independent for the first time in 75 years. We're the number one producer of energy in the world. We'll lose that for sure. We'll shut down coal, fracking, oil, gas, exploration, production. Those are tens of millions of jobs, high paying jobs, career jobs for people. Then it's about amnesty or the United Sanctuary States of America versus border security and law and order. Never mind foreign policy. We haven't even touched that part yet.
Yeah.
So there's a lot at stake. If those plans, stated plans, are implemented, America will go down the path, you know, the trash bin of history. As Reagan said, freedom one generation away from extinction. We will, I shudder to think what will happen for you and your children and my kids and maybe one day grandkids.
Well,
although I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Well, and I love the framing because, as the founder said, either we're going to live free and defend it right now, or we're going to have a country that, you know, we don't want to live in. And that's really the framing that is so important right now. And you talk about, and I'm really pleased about this, Sean, because I think we have forgotten about the Russia hoax too quickly in the conservative movement. You have been the leader on this. Every night, you were covering it. You didn't let us forget. You held Mueller accountable. You had investigative journalism. And it just seemed that, and I'm not going to say any names, but other conservatives just kind of drifted away from it. Like, oh, that's what happened. You have two chapters on this in the book. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, I call it, Charlie, the biggest corruption abuse of power scandal in history. And the Ukraine was, oh, okay, we failed with Mueller after 3 years. We won't even bother with a special prosecutor. Now, I'm going backwards here, but to get to Ukraine, you know, they're talking about quid and pros and quos, but you have to ignore their presidential candidate on video saying, you're not getting a billion U.S. taxpayer dollars unless you fire that prosecutor. His name is Shokin, who's investigating my son, Hunter, who went on GMA and said, do you have any experience in oil? Nope. Gas? Nope. Energy? Nope. Any experience in Ukraine? Nope. Why are you being paid millions? I don't know. Because of your dad? So there was the quid and pro and quo and millions of dollars for the Biden, I call it, crime family.
That's exactly right.
So listen, and China's even worse. You get to this whole thing. What we now know, and I believe what's coming, it's like, and this is where the media is corrupt, because they're just the propaganda wing of all things democratic socialist. But we now know and have all the evidence that we'd ever need is that they protected their favorite candidate, Hillary Clinton, for things you and I and everybody, you know, that follows you and you have a massive audience would literally never get away with. If you had subpoenaed emails, Charlie Kirk, and you decided to delete them, and you decided to acid wash your hard drive with something I had never heard about, bleach bit, and bust up your devices with hammers, you'd go to jail. If you violated the Espionage Act, you'd go to jail. They protected her. Then the narrative began. We now know it began in August. Mm-hmm. We know Crossfire Hurricane representatives actually went to brief President Trump and General Flynn on national security, but they were there to try and get information on Trump and Russia. The most amazing part of this, because the Democrats and the media lied for all these years, is that they knew and they said and they wrote and they even testified there was never any evidence. But there was a dirty Russian dossier, and now we know, even the New York Times acknowledged, full of Russian disinformation. And that was used, and they were warned not to use it, but high-ranking people abusing their power, wanting to take out candidate Trump, then transition Team Trump, and then deep into the presidency of Donald Trump. They used the dirty Russian misinformation dossier to ruin Carter Page's life and ruin his civil liberties and constitutional rights, but more importantly, to spy on candidate Trump. And then they had their insurance policy. The fact that the mob and the media ignores it is beyond any comprehension I have. So I have two chapters. One is on the Russia hoax, and the other is on this whole impeachment witch hunt. And I want everybody in your audience to understand one thing here, if I can get one point across. Yeah, they hate Donald Trump, but they hate us more. Mm-hmm. They think we are, as Peter Strzok said, by the way, I proudly shop at Walmart. I save money at Walmart. Why not shop at Walmart? I love Walmart. I love Costco's. I love Target. I love it all. And I've shopped there my whole life. I mean, people always stop me when I'm in a grocery store. What are you doing here? Shopping? Why? I like to eat. It cracks me up. So, but think about that. Smelly Walmart shoppers? Wow. Irredeemable deplorables? Wow. Bitter Americans, as Obama said, that want to cling to their God? I'm guilty. Their Second Amendment rights, guilty. Bibles and religion, I'm guilty of that too. But it's contempt for your audience. It's contempt for my audience. It's because they knew better. And they were willing. This was an attempted coup. Now, do I think there's going to be arrests and prosecutions? I do. It's been much slower than any of us would have liked, but the evidence is overwhelming. It's incontrovertible. It's sad, actually, that this could happen.
That was going to be my follow-up question, Sean, because when I travel and we get thousands of emails a month on this topic, when are people going to go to jail? And can you give any insight on this? Can you give us any clues, any crumbs that we're starting to see from Durham?
Yeah, it's funny you say crumbs, because I call them the Attorney General Barr breadcrumbs. It's like Hansel and Gretel. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to follow and see the trail. Exactly, yeah.
He did say that the president was spied on. It did happen illegally. Think about this. If you go before Judge Judy, I wouldn't want to lie. Because Judge Judy, I met her once. She'll eviscerate you. I've watched her show. You don't go before a court with information that you have not verified. It actually said at the top of a FISA warrant, Charlie, it says verified. Okay, we now know the dossier was unverifiable. The subsource we now know said, this was Barr talk. We were making this up. This was never meant for anything. And again, Hillary paid for it, funneled money, separate issue. And so what is going to happen? I don't have a crystal ball, but I do know all of the facts that are in the public are enough to indict many of the names that your audience is most familiar with. I would argue Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page. I'd like to know what Clapper and Brennan's role in all of this ends up being, and others. The more fascinating deep question is, will they get to that January 5th, 2017 meeting inside the Oval Office? This is when, remember, Biden said to George Stephanopoulos, oh, I don't know anything about this, you know, this whole impeachment Russia thing. He was the one saying, bring up the Logan Act. 15 days later, Susan Rice in that meeting did the CYA memo the day that Donald Trump was inaugurated. Obama in that meeting shocked Sally Yates by saying he knew everything about the Kislyak-Michael Flynn call. If we look, to sum it up, I think we're going to get there because the evidence is that overwhelming. If we don't, I fear for the country. Because if you're going to raid Manafort's home, pre-dawn raid, and you're going to raid Roger Stone's home for lying to Congress. By the way, many of the names I mentioned were referred for the same crime. And you're going to pull up 29 guys in tactical gear, frogmen, and tip off CNN cameras, and then have a biased jury foreperson. We won't have equal justice and equal application of our laws. And worse than that, Charlie, is we lose our Constitution.
Yes.
Because all our laws are predicated on that great document. It's imperfect, but it creates the path to perfection and a more perfect union. So I give long answers. I'm a talk show host.
I love it. No, this is what our audience needs to hear. And thank you for that. And look, I completely agree, because if we do not have people, and I say this as carefully as I can, in handcuffs for what they did to Donald Trump, then I will lose faith in the American justice system. I don't want that. And I don't want revenge. I don't want retribution. I want people to be held accountable. And I would want the same if someone did this to Barack Obama, because it should never happen to a leader, ever. Yes. And they've gone after every single Trump friend, confidant, and yet if you oppose Donald Trump, you get different treatment. You talk a lot about the Constitution in your book and the founding of our country. Sean, I'm going to be honest. I've been very let down by some of these Supreme Court decisions lately. Can you comment on that and the importance to get more people like Kavanaugh, who's actually ruled brilliantly, unlike John Roberts?
I don't know what's happened to Roberts. I have my theory. I have my guess. I have my sources, people that, you know, have their own ideas based on some knowledge. For whatever reason, and I think this goes back to the Obamacare decision, he has allowed how the court appears to influence his decision making. I also sense, with no evidence whatsoever, he's not a big fan of President Trump, but that should not come into his thinking. Now, if getting rid of bureaucracy and lowering taxes and energy independence and securing our borders and law and order are all part of this election, let me tell you another big part of it. And it's, you know, we're taping this 90 whatever days away from the election day. What about, and we got to ask this question, what about the Supreme Court?
Yes.
I go through a whole list. I forget what page, maybe 67. I forget. A whole list in the book of all the things Democrats would do if they get in power. One is they want to stack the courts, get rid of the Electoral College. And what they're saying they want to do is scary. They used to hide it, Charlie. You know, every single liberal Democrat ever running for office, they would run to the left in the primary. They'd race back to the center, but you knew they wanted the left.
Mm-hmm.
They're now openly embracing the most radical elements in the country. And, you know, unfortunately, we're watching it all play out nightly on TV. And it's sad what I see happening.
Well, I think we have to remind Trump supporters that these are not Trump appointed justices. Gorsuch, I think, ruled incorrectly on one ruling. That's it. Besides that, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh have been tremendous and terrific versus Roberts. I just think we have to give the audience a sense of continued conviction that the Trump-appointed justices will continue to rule correctly. And Clarence Thomas, and you know the Thomas family, they get no credit at all. I mean, what he has done. And can you comment on that? Because you've actually been – you opened my eyes to that like 8 years ago. And I never even learned about Clarence Thomas as a high schooler until you first mentioned it. Just as a quick aside on his incredible career.
I like to do on TV, and I do it on radio too sometimes. I call it the Hannity history lesson because I lived through all of this. I know this is going to – you're not even 33. But my radio journey started in 1987. Crazy, right? I'm now in my 25th year at Fox. I didn't think I'd last two. So I feel very blessed. As a side note, if you haven't read My Grandfather's Son, which is about Clarence Thomas's life, oh, it's amazing. But – you know, it's interesting because him and Scalia were, to my opinion, my two most favorite justices in my lifetime. Yeah. Scalia, this incredible wit and genius and understanding, and they got a little acerbic side to him when he was, you know, questioning. Clarence Thomas always sat by quietly. He called it a high tech lynching at the time. The more modern version is.
It was Joe Biden led it. You got to remember. Yeah.
And, you know, it was then Senator Ted Kennedy, you know, Robert Bork's America, the Borking of America. Then it was Clarence Thomas. Now we see it more recently with Kavanaugh. It exposes who is Joe Biden going to be listening to? Who is his team? Because Clarence Thomas and Justice Scalia are the people we need on that court. We call them constitutionalists or originalists, the original intent, not people that would cite foreign law as liberal justices have done, or not people that feel that they can rule by judicial fiat and dictate or legislate from the bench. You know, Democrats always wanted the courts to do that which they could never do legislatively or win at the ballot box. And that's why they want, we call them activist justices. Clarence Thomas has shown a fidelity to the Constitution, as did Antonin Scalia, that is beyond enviable. And the difference in styles were always interesting, too, because Justice Thomas would always be quiet, ask very few questions. Antonin Scalia was in there, you know, wrestling with people. I don't know about John Roberts. I can't get in his head, but I do believe the next president of the United States is a very good chance. You have a lot of older justices may want to retire. And I think that this election in just 3 short months, that's on the ballot. And that's generational now.
Yeah. And Sean, I think we have to pressure the Biden campaign to do what Trump did and release a list of your justices. I mean, President Trump was so transparent, and Joe Biden hasn't done it yet. Intentionally, of course, because he'll probably put Rashida Tlaib or something on the United States Supreme Court. I mean, as horrifying as that might be. So two quick closing questions, Sean, and thank you for being so generous with your time. And I encourage everyone to, go buy Live Free or Die. The first is this. Can you just talk about where we are heading into the election? A lot of Trump supporters, they're falling victim to these suppression polls. I wish that wasn't the case, but it seems like the memory of 2016 has faded, where people forget we were down by double digits. Can you just give a little vote of confidence to some of our listeners out there that think we're just losing?
I want to give the vote of confidence, but I want people to feel this way. I want people to think, I'll use a football analogy, that our mutual friend Linda, that you know, who's your biggest fan, my radio producer.
He's amazing.
She's amazing, but she doesn't even know how many points you get in a touchdown. So I'm giving these football analogies. I want this election, I want people to feel the way I feel, which is we're on our own 20. It's 2 minutes to go. We have no timeouts. Mm-hmm. We're down by 6. We got to cross the plane, march down the field, cross the plane, and hit the extra point to win. So if people feel a sense of genuine urgency and worry and concern, I'm cool with that, because fear often is a great motivator, not irrational fear, but if people do not vote, you will get the government that they're telling you they're going to give you. Believe them. That is their agenda. To be a Republican and win, you got to, I always use this analogy, you got to run the table. You got to get Florida, Georgia, North Carolina. Can't win without Ohio. No Republicans ever become president without it, right? You got to hold Iowa. Then you got to pick off Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, hopefully Michigan. Maybe Minnesota will be in play. Maybe the city of Arizona will be in play.
Yeah.
Joe Biden reference for those of you that didn't get it. We got to hold Arizona, go for Nevada, New Mexico, New Hampshire, and Maine's second congressional district. If every single – this is a battle cry. You started out this interview with this. I wrote this book not because I like writing books. My last book, I donated every penny I made to charity. I don't care. It's not that. This is a tipping point, Charlie. This is – I don't see, if these policies are implemented, how America recovers.
Yeah.
Irreparable harm to the rule of law, to our courts – to our economy. They want to wipe out the lifeblood of the world's economy. This promise of socialism, and I go into such detail about how it's always failed. Here's a quick socialism example. Remember Obamacare? Keep your doctor, keep your plan, save on average $2,500 a year per family, right? Okay, millions lost their doctors, millions lost their plans. We're all paying about 200% more. And add to that, 40% of Americans, almost 40%, have only one Obamacare, Bidencare exchange choice. Now, how did they do with that promise? Medicare is going broke. How did they do with that promise? Social Security, Charlie, hate to break this to you. You're paying into it, you probably won't get it. Barely skate through, and they might give me 10 cents until they means test it and then take it back. How did liberal government work in New York City with all the anarchy, cutting $1 billion from the police? How's it working in Chicago? You all these liberal cities have, where the violence we've been talking about takes place, they've all have one thing in common. They've been run by liberal Democrats for decades, right? Most of these states have been run into the ground by liberal Democrats for decades. If you want to know what America will look like if Biden, Bolshevik Bernie, AOC, Pelosi, Schumer, and Bozo, that team gets in place, look at New York, state and city. Look at Chicago, the city, Illinois, the state. Look at California. Look at Oregon. Look at Portland, the city. Look at Seattle. Look at the state of Washington.
Yes.
And I love this country too much. You know, it's an all hands on deck moment. And I'm urging every one of you've got this connection with younger people in this country. You have this incredible, incredible platform you've built. And it's become powerful and meaningful and transformative to the country. And you're going out there and you're fighting on these college campuses. And, you know, it's not easy to be in the middle of a, I call it a shift show all the time. But
that's well put.
But you do it. And it's freedom works. Every time you give up freedom for security, you lose your freedom. Mm-hmm. Because the security that they're offering, these are promises that can never, ever be fulfilled.
That's
and
right.
America, you know, the land, I'll close with this, unless you want to go further, I can keep going. The Barry Farber, who was a mentor of mine, he just recently passed away at like 90 or 91. And he always said, there's never been a country in the history of mankind that has accumulated more power and abused it less than the United States.
Wow.
I add, there's never been a country in the history of mankind that has accumulated more power, abused it less, but used it to advance the human condition. The reason America is great and exceptional, if I can say that today, it's not perfect, but it's great and exceptional, is because of its people and because of the fundamentals of liberty and freedom. So that, you know, natural rights versus governmental rights. Natural rights come from God, endowed by our creator. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Well, you can't pursue happiness these days in Chicago, New York, mm-hmm. Portland, and Seattle. So there's a lot on the line. I love your audience. I'm so thankful for all you're doing. And you've got a great team that you built
Thank
around
you.
And you're out there fighting the fight. And I just urge you guys, just fight like your country depends on it. Because America, as we know it, it's all hanging in the balance.
Yeah. Well, Sean, you've been so generous. The last quick thing, I defend the president all the time personally, as a person. Can you just comment on that? Because I've had the opportunity to meet him, not as much as you, obviously, and get to know him. But a lot of people hear misrepresentations and lies about who he is as a human being. Let's close on this note. Can you just mention one or two things that people can take away from that?
You know, first of all, it's interesting. Nobody seems to understand Donald Trump yet. They don't want to understand him. I mean, Donald Trump, you know, the dog bites the beast things, you're feeling sad or get cancer, you can blame Trump. I mean, that's how insane the left is. But here's a guy that is so unique. This guy is like a tsunami, a force of energy like I've never met in my life. The most distinct and unique quality he's had is as president, you mentioned the Supreme Court. He put those people that he said he put on. He cut the bureaucracy as he said he'd cut. He cut the taxes as he said he'd cut. He did the North Dakota Keystone Pipelines, ANWR, like he said he would. He's building the wall. We're almost at 400 miles of wall by election. They will be over 400 miles. He found a way. It was an uphill climb. He said he wanted to pull us out of foreign conflicts, but not back away from evil. Defeated the caliphate. Took out Baghdadi and associates, took out Soleimani, took out the al-Qaeda leader in Yemen. So what makes him special and unique in terms of the presidency is that he is who you see is who you get. Mm-hmm. The guy that fights on Twitter is the guy that's fighting for a better trade deal. The guy that fights against liberal Democrats and the media mob is the same guy who's fighting to keep his promises. That, to me, makes him the most unique, transformative political figure in our lifetime. And right now, we tip the scales. You have a choice. It's never been a bigger choice. He will keep his promises. Corona's been a little bit of a curveball to the world. Mm-hmm. But even that, 10 days after the first case, The only guy that I know of would have thought about a travel ban would be Donald Trump. They were impeaching him at the time, and Joe Biden was calling him xenophobic. Yeah. So he's a man of his word. He's a man that will fight to his last dying breath for this country and the promises he made. And that makes him, in my view, very transformative.
Amen. Well, the book is Live Free or Die. God bless you, Sean. Thank you for all that you do, and we really appreciate it. Hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Charlie. Bye.
What a great conversation that was. Please email me your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Please type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. Screenshot it and email us if you want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. Please get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Check out divestyou.com if you want to divest some of your dollars from the sinister, backwards, malevolent higher education cartel. Check out our professor watchlist at professorwatchlist.org. Professorwatchlist.org. We have some incredible new editions that you do not want to miss of radicals that are teaching your children right now to hate America. It's professorwatchlist.org. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com, your ideas and questions you want me to ask our guests here on The Charlie Kirk Show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Till next time, God bless.